if Mr. Weibel gets here to make the appointments. I'm going to ask that the clerk call the roll.
Ammon.
Present.
Anderson.
Here.
Beckett.
Here.
Benzel.
Here.
Beck.
Here.
Carter. Coert. Dennis.
Here.
Gladney. Jane.
Here.
Jay.
Here.
Jones. Knott.
Here.
Kurtz.
Here.
Langenheim.
Here.
McGinty.
Here.
Michael. Mosier. Nudo.
Here.
O'Connor.
Here.
Richards. Rosales.
Here.
Sapp. Schrader. Smucker.
Here.
Weibel. Wysocki.
Here.
We do, in fact, have a quorum, although it's not required at a hearing of this nature. We cannot take any formal actions at this hearing. Motions are not in order. People can have discussion once we have the hearing. I would ask that the clerk read the notice of the meeting.
The public is invited to attend a public hearing sponsored by the Champaign County Board for the purpose of receiving information and public comment regarding whether the Champaign County Board members should be elected from single-member districts or multi-member districts, and whether the number of county board members to be elected should be decreased from the current number of 27. The county board is sponsoring this public hearing as a step in its study of whether to alter the size or composition of the county board.
I would ask for a motion to approve the reading of the notice. Moved by Langenheim, seconded by Wysocki. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. I'd ask for approval of the agenda. Moved by Mr. Smucker, seconded by Mr. James. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. Presentation of the issue for public content. We went through this last month. You have an ordinance on the back that's proposed. You also have this evening a substitute draft. They are both here for discussion. Certainly, I would expect to see more substitutes and more things of that nature as this progresses. I'm going to presume, since most everyone was here last month, that they know what the discussion was about last month in terms of the proposed ordinance to go from 27 to 17 single-member districts. We have a substitute draft, and if Mr. Beckett will beg my indulgence, I will summarize it. It's going from 27 to 18 with 9 districts being 2 per district, so it would be multi-member district but reduce the size of the board. Have I got the gist of it? We have these two items before us. We cannot vote on. We obviously can discuss other aspects of county board size and single, multi members, but these are the two things that we have before us right now, and I would expect to see other things in coming months. At this time, I'm going to open it because it's really for the public hearing this evening to public participation. And if I mispronounce your name, I apologize in advance. I'm really, really good at destroying people's names. Norman Stenzel.
My name is Norman Stenzel. I live at 545 A County Road, 1900 North Champaign, Illinois. I would like to remind you again of some history that might provide the basis for reflecting upon the nature of the county board. I'm not here to advocate one proposal or another proposal. What I wish to advocate is that people in the county, residents of the county, who have little voice, gain representation or maintain representation in respect to the affairs of the county. City dwellers have considerable influence in respect to what goes on in the county through the city governments. Rural residents lack that kind of leverage. Let me note that in the days of the comprehensive zoning review, I attended all of the hearings on comprehensive zoning review, and did not see frequent county board membership attendance there. But had you attended, or if you have attended, I remind you that some of the people who provided testimony in the comprehensive zoning review were quite disturbed about what they felt to be lack of representation. They said they challenged the zoning on the basis that it was provided by city dwellers and not rural residents to govern rural conditions. People who were not in touch with rural conditions. That's first bit of history. I suspect that we might hear some of that again in other circumstances. The second bit of history is that the county and Champaign and Mahomet collaborated to develop what was called the 150 plan, and it has been heralded as being a remarkable example of intergovernmental cooperation. And I attended nearly all of those meetings, not quite. But one of the things that did occur during the development of the Corridor 150 proposal was that there was a modest attempt to get resident and landowner opinion about what the future should hold for Corridor 150. And what struck me was that the dominant view of the public was that Corridor 150 should remain pretty much as it was. And that's not the plan that came out of the 150 plan. The 150 plan, dominated by the urban dwellers, proposes that it become a business and industrial rather than residential and farm as it is now. Not a good example of attending to the interests of constituents as far as that was concerned. I suggest that whatever you do, you should attend to the representation of those people with the least representation at this time. Thank you.
Eric Dalsland.
Hello, I'm Eric Dalsland, rural Newcomb Township, and or rural Mahomet, depends on where you stand. I said at a policy meeting probably 3 months ago, 18-member, single-member districts with a countywide elected chair. And those were numbers I put out. I thought about it for a long time before I said it. Here's my thought. The big worry that Farm Bureau and a lot of people, Norm included, worry about is rural representation. Well, I contend now that you're the Champaign County Board, that everyone who comes from anywhere is coming from the county of Champaign. Urbana has a city council. Mahomet has a board of trustees. Every municipality has, as Norman said, ample opportunity to represent their constituents. All of you represent rural Champaign County. I will sit at a Farm Bureau meeting quietly in the corner, mostly because they have breakfast, but and observe for the past 3 or 4 years who comes to the county board. And I can say most of the time, the county board members who are there, in the majority, come from the urban districts. And dare I say, they are Democrats. One of the people who has truly embraced representing the county, the unincorporated parts of the county, the people in the ETJ, is Mr. Kurtz. Mr. Kurtz, as he said, has not a single farm in his district, but dutifully attends Farm Bureau meetings, champions causes for the people who live in rural Champaign County, and this is the Champaign County Board. If you look at the numbers that we have now, 15 to 12, if you distill these fractions down, these are 9 districts. What I'm proposing is that you take those districts in half and wind up with the same simple fraction, taking out the county board chair, and that's 4 over 5. Do it either way. If you add a county board chair who comes from the D party, it's about 4 over 5.2 and a half. If you do it from the other party, it's about 4.2 and a half over 5. It keeps the ratio about the same as what we have now. But a single member district and a smaller county board probably means more manageable thing. A single member district means that there's one person that you go talk to when you have a problem in your part. Is it going to be easy? No. I think the word bloodbath would probably be a really good word to describe the next couple of years if this were to pass. I'm just me, and I'm just telling you what I feel. We cut the administrators in half. We've cut salaries. We've cut staff. We've cut everybody else. We have a county that fits within the parameters that Deb's done a very good job pointing out. When we look at salary, look at the county board sizes, and they have a range, and they have a different function. Some have single and some have multi. We wouldn't be doing anything new or odd. We'd be doing something that some counties have done for a long time. The countywide elected chair argument. It's a difficult job to be the chair of the county board, regardless of size. We treat this job right now as a part-time job. I don't think it's a part-time job. I think, especially since we're down to one administrator now, it's probably a full-time job, or should be. And there's your wild card guy or girl. You've got a countywide electric chair. Elected chair. We may have that, too. I may be sitting in it right now. But make it a serious position and work for it. And again, I sit and I watch the LRMP and I watch the CZR in the back row, as you're sometimes referred to, represents myself. You're the guys from the unincorporated parts, for the most part, at least district demographically. And sometimes that's where the hardest fight comes from for some of the more, what you would think, serious issues that the rural resident faces. And Norm's right. If you want Champaign County to represent or be represented by the Champaign County Board, that's what you are. Your job is to keep the city out of us, not us out of the city. Your job is to represent us. It's very rare to unannex a piece from a municipality. Our space gets a little smaller. It happens once in a while. They get bored. They don't want to develop it. They give it back to us. But you're the Champaign County Board, so you represent me. Thank you.
Patsy Petrie.
I'm Patsy Petrie. I live in Champaign, Illinois, and very succinctly, but I would like to urge the county board to consider, as you were discussing the rural districts and the number of representatives per district, is to look historically how the representation for the various districts has tended to cluster over the years. I use my own district as an example. I use District 9 as an example. And that has led to not a very equitable distribution of representation throughout the county, and so that really leads one to give serious consideration to single-member districts. I'm not prepared here to argue for the number of those districts, because I think one really needs to be looking at the map, and one can actually be looking at the map now because the projections for the change of the distribution of the population is not that dramatic, so we could have some idea of how many districts would work well and how that would balance out in relationship to the demography of the county. Thank you very much.
Patty Smith.
I'm Patty Smith. I live in rural Summer Township. I think the size of the county board should decrease. I think the size is a little cumbersome right now. Representation, I don't understand the argument that someone can only be represented if there are three members to a district. I think I could be represented just as well with one person. An implementation, I don't think needs to be a bloodbath, as perhaps others have been considering. If the political will isn't here to reduce or reduce the size of the board or to decrease the number of members per district, perhaps it should be something that should be implemented in 5 years' time. Then people can prepare for this change. And that's all I have to say.
Last but not least, Jerry Watson.
Good evening. I'm Jerry Watson, and I'm representing Farm Bureau. And first of all, I just want to say that we believe that the best structure for the county and districts is the multi-member districts, and we're opposed to the single-member districts. The multi-member districts offer several key advantages over single-member districts. If we change the board structure to single-member districts, county residents would lose and would reduce their representation on the county board by two-thirds, and each district would be limited to one vote on the full county board. And also, multi-member districts remove the tendency and the opportunity to decrease representation, decrease diversity, limit minorities, and centralize power. Additionally, large multi-member districts allow for better recruiting of good qualified candidates who are willing to run for the county board. On the flip side, if single-member districts were put into place, it would eliminate good, productive county board members that we now have. This would happen because some current board members live close enough to one another, another board members, that only some creative map drawing would not put them in the same district. Though Farm Bureau clearly supports a multi-member district structure, this is just one of the decisions that must be made regarding the future of county government. The overall size of the board is just as critical as how many people represent each district. Though we do not currently have a specific number in mind, meaning Farm Bureau, we hope to make a final decision soon, and with our next board meeting, hope to have a number in place to have for you people. But ultimately, we believe a large board is better for government and better for the citizens of Champaign County. Our concern with a small board is that the amount of representation may come from rural or unincorporated areas. We all have to keep in mind that the county board has the largest impact on the unincorporated areas, the areas where county board members is the only form of local government many citizens have. Thank you for your time this evening. On behalf of our organization, we commend you on your efforts to discuss these issues openly. Thank you.
And I misspoke. There was one more person. That was James Schwartz.
I would have had more with me tonight from the Raymond and Ayers Township areas, but they had a joint meeting tonight So I said, I'll just talk loud. I'm Jim Schwartz. I want to talk about the three members versus the one member. You know, with three members, at least one or two may think like me. They represent me. One member may not represent real interest or my interest. You know, we may be reapportioning the districts. We don't know how these new districts are going to lay out. We don't know if they're going to be heavy on urban or if they're going to be a fully rural district. And to throw one member per district in at this time, we're going to wish we may not have tried that. Three members in a district do create a diversity in thinking. What one doesn't think of, one or two of the others will think of it and compare notes and bring it up in discussion. Now, nine total members gives a lot of power to just a few people. I mean, a voting block of five members could control the board. One member absent for whatever reason, no representation at the board meeting that night. At least with three members, you got two members here to cover. And really, the urban vote concerns me. The urban vote gave us the county health district, which nobody in the rural area wanted. But we got it, and we know it's not working well with the CU health district. Would a single member district have given us a new nursing home? Would that have changed? Would we have a landfill down in the Homer area today? That's all I have tonight. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. That public participation is closed. Chair Weibel is present, and I've been conducting the hearing on your behalf. If you would like to take over and continue, or I will continue at your discretion.
Why don't you continue for continuity purposes?
Okay. We're now at County Board Member Comment. Mr. James.
After listening to some of the comments, this is going to be an issue that's really, when I got on this board, I thought about that very often, because when I heard the word county and living out in the rural area, I thought it represented the rural areas. I realized that, you know, most of the members in here have connections to the inner cities, as I like to call them. And it is tough. When I heard them gentlemen speaking, there's a difference out there, a difference of opinion. Needs and wants are different. But when I hear this about single, my mind isn't made up. I'm listening to everybody. But we have, you know, senators, congressmen, and they represent big areas. I do like the fact that, in our case here, that maybe even two members, because if someone is sick or an illness or something comes up unexpectedly, they could be out for 5 or 6 months. So that would leave that area totally unrepresented if we went to one. And then when I hear all the talk about being at meetings and who attends what, that's fine, and I think that, you know, people should try to attend what they can, but it's hard. A lot of us have families, we have jobs. If we don't go to our job, we don't eat. I would appreciate a free breakfast now and then, but we don't eat. And then just, you know, I've always felt that I like to get out when I hear the comments about meetings. To me, it's like this room. It's always us. I like to see the people I represent. I like to meet people on the street and hear their comments firsthand. Most meetings I go to, and I'm not slighting anybody because I've gone to quite a few of them, it seems to me it's the same group, other than a few that straggle in. So I'll, you know, with all them comments, that's fine, but I don't rate anybody by the number of meetings they go to or don't go to, other than here, because we need to be here to represent the folks we're in, you know, to do so and elected by them. So my mind, you know, I still got to think about it. I'm hearing a lot of good comments, but the one thing about the rural representation, I think that we all, and I think most people in this room do take that in consideration. I know that several on both sides have done a wonderful job with it, and I hope we continue to do so, but could it be enhanced? By all means.
Mr. Beck.
I'm responsible for the orange sheet substitute draft tonight, and it should say ordinance establishing the number of county board members and establishment of multi-member districts, because it isn't a single-member draft. It's a two-member, two board member per district, nine districts. And just ask us to think about this. And I've talked to both sides of the aisle on this. I think there is some consensus that we're a little too large. There's some concern, though, as reflected by Mr. James' comments, that we're not real sure what would happen if we went to single-member districts and whether or not that's a good thing. And so I think that this movement down to 18 permits us to reduce board size but still address the concerns that we have about having single-member districts. If the census projections hold true, we're probably going to have districts that are in the range of 22,000 to 23,000 in size. I don't remember which gentleman said it, but I'm inclined to agree that having the larger district and having multi-member districts creates a greater pool or chance of qualified candidates coming forward. I'm all for that, I think that this proposal, which I hope has the support of my colleagues in District 9, we've talked about it, is kind of a compromise that addresses some concerns but actually tries to do something, tries to affect some change about county government, which addresses a feeling, I think, that we're just a little cumbersome. Thank you.
Other comments from members? Mr. Jay, and then Ms. Emmons.
I guess I have a real concern of everybody seems to think that this board's too large. I've been a large person all my life. I know all about large. I think we're missing the boat in the fact that our current size does give us far more diversification across the county. And isn't that what government's supposed to do? And what really is the difference between 27 or 21 or 18? Just numbers. But every time you come down, it's less representation of the people. I don't think, and I'm probably prejudiced, but I don't think we do a terrible job. We argue some, which is what we're supposed to do to some degree. But I think that we are representative of the county with the current status of the county board. Everybody seems to be bent on cutting it down, and I'm not sure why. Why do we want to cut the people's representation down? Thank you.
Beryl.
I was actually going to ask the question that Mr. Jay just raised. There was a young lady who came by my home yesterday, and she's not in my district, but she's in an unincorporated area of Champaign, urban area, but still rural representation. And her concern was that her area, which is urban area, does not have representation because the person who may represent her doesn't speak to the urban area issues that she and her neighbors are having. And so, although I can't say that I'm totally opposed to 18, I guess the numbers don't really ring much for me, except that I don't quite see how it's more of a benefit except the board is smaller. And so I haven't been able over the last several months to garner just the fact that we'll have less chairs in here and less desk. So I haven't figured out the benefit in order for me to say 18-27. And I couldn't find anything from other boards except Will County, who has, I think they have 24 or something. They reduced a few years back some of their members, but I don't think it made a great difference in how politics are played in Will County. And so I still just have not heard anything except we'll lose representation and the board will be smaller, we'll have less voices to have to listen to.
I'm going to switch sides and go over here. Mr. Kurtz.
Thank you. I have to agree with Mr. Jay, actually. I've been on the board almost 2 years, and I really enjoy the diversity. I enjoy the experience of hearing from different backgrounds, from different professions, and yes, because I guess I've reached a certain age, I have more time than others to be able to attend other meetings. But I do feel that there is a representation, a rural representation here that's sort of in secret, so to speak. When you look at many of our Democrats who are urban, pretty much, I have no farm in my, but I have taken the responsibility, and as many other Democrats have taken the responsibility, our responsibility is the county, is the rural. And I have constituents in the city and constituents in the county who come to me because they see me at some of these other meetings and know that I care about their concerns and ask me questions on how I might be able to help them. The key for me is each and every one of us really represents the county. The point here is I see us in many cases crossing lines to get the work of the county done. And I find that to be very refreshing. This is a very congenial type of board. Yes, as Mr. Jay says, we have our arguments, but we have a great diversity, minorities, age, profession, and I think we do a pretty darn good job right now as we stand.
Ms. Michaels.
I guess I can sort of, I do agree somewhat with Ms. Ammons here in front of me that for me, the size, I'm not looking at numbers, you know, other than I do feel multiple is very important. But to me, in the area that I represent, if we have this redrawn based on our population, is not so much that I'm representing, you know, 8 or 10 blocks. I'm representing 4 or 5 different townships, villages, communities, and that in itself has got a lot of diversification, even though there are some common threads with that. And I feel like I think that's where it's very important in the outlying areas, if you will, from the city of Champaign-Urbana, that we do have that representation that would encompass all those different areas. So,
Mr. Langenheim. You might
wake up, Ralphie.
I'm used to shouting from the quarter deck. There's an old saying, or not a good old cliche, is if it ain't broke, if it isn't broken, why fix it? And I haven't heard anybody making a very convincing case for inadequacy, inefficiency, or culpability amongst our present board members. I think we're doing a pretty fair job, about as good as you can expect in the county of this type and size. The size of our constituency, I think, should be small enough so that a single person without large financial resources can, in fact, communicate with that constituency and run for election. In other words, it shouldn't be a situation where you have to have a lot of money to spend on your campaign to get anywhere. We have that situation now. The constituency board should represent all of the significant interest groups of any size in the county, and that is now the case. We do have representation for the half dozen or more different constituencies. The only constituency that isn't represented is the student constituency, and there are special reasons for that. So I do not see any real reason for making any great change in the status quo.
Mr. Nudo, and then...
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm still debating on the number of board members between 18 and 27. I think Steve, it's good that Steve put this out here as a good starting point. Mr. Rosales proposed 11 with 2 member districts. There's a number that I think would be advantageous to work with. What we've made some major changes in what we're doing here. We've gone to from 6 to 2 committee of the wholes. It's a little bit more cumbersome with 27 with 2 committee meetings rather than 6 9-member meetings. But that's a minor point. I would agree with some that have said, you know, that shouldn't be something we should make a decision on solely. But what I'm intrigued by, if we go to a higher number of districts, with the new remapping proposal that we have on compact and contiguous. We have the ability to draw smaller, more compact, contiguous districts, which might answer the gentleman's concern about real representation, so that you have a smaller number than the 25,000 I think Steve threw out for the 9-member districts. If you had 11 or 13, whatever that you had, you could even go with 13 2-member districts, so we wouldn't draw a smaller board, but we would have a better ability to draw a map in a compact, contiguous way that would better represent those areas. And we wouldn't have the gerrymandering that we sometimes have with the things that we've got now. And I think that's something we ought to take a look at. Steve's got a great starting point, and I'd like to take some time and take a look at this along with when we're doing the remapping committee proposal that's going to be that particular committee will be appointed in November. So I'd like to see something along the lines of the discussion going on now through at least September that we can have something concrete that would help that remapping committee determine how to draw the map. Thank you.
Mr. McGinty.
Yeah, to a couple of my members, Ralph and Al and John, I'm wondering if we're sitting through the same meetings, because I find it pretty painful at times to deal with the pace of our meetings, the repeats that we hear of people saying the same things. I guess my definition of things going great is maybe a little bit different than yours. I don't think so. I think we can be better. I think we can be more efficient. When Greg and I studied this 3 years ago and went through the research of looking at different board sizes and looking at how different counties had reduced and why, the comment always came down to accountability. Now, you can take it to an extreme, and my mind has changed on this to some extent over the course of time. I used to think the smaller the better, no matter what. It's the most accountable. But the initial proposal that Greg and I put together is the one that Steve put together tonight. I had another draft of it that he, of course, stole thunder like he normally does, and has the exact same proposal of 18. With 18, based on our current board makeup, and that's always subject to change, as far as what really represents urban versus rural, minority representation, etc., we would go from 27 to 18 members. Rural representation would go from 9 to 6. That's still 33% of the board. The percentage of representation would not change. With minority representation, the percentage would actually slightly increase, but that was also taken into consideration, Mr. Gladney, who's coming off the board, and so that may be a difference, but not an extreme difference in terms of percentage representation based on going from 27 to 18. When you think about extremely controversial things like LRMP, like Olympian Drive, like some of the other things that we've been dealing with lately, I think eventually you have to come up with a compromise. And I believe that the 18 two-member districts is a compromise position that is logical. You know, it's tough to go down to single-member districts for the reasons that those against it state. I understand that. And going to an extremely small board size, I think, is also difficult. The people that have actually presented actual proposals, Geraldo, Tom, Eric, Steve, Greg, I think, to be commended, because when we talk about these things, I would love to see us propose more things. Tom mentioned it tonight. Tom has made a proposal, but he encourages us to make more, and I think that's a good thing as we discuss how to move this along. Another point. It's up to each board member to determine how much effort they're going to put into this job. It's up to each board member from a rural district to determine if they are going to get out and meet with people in the rural areas. I mean, urban people going to meet with rural folks. Many people have gone to meet with other board members that represent those rural districts. They know more about it than I do, so I talk with the rural representatives so that I can understand the issues that I am trying to learn about and vote on. You put respect in your fellow members, but there would be, in my opinion, more accountability with fewer members. The reason this is a good compromise is that we don't have to deal with any of the stickiest issues of going to single member or having a great reduction in or change in how our districts are necessarily made up. We can keep the same districts we've got. We have some kind of blend that most people seem to think, I sense, is not incredibly inequitable. So can we reduce by one member per district and have more efficiency and more accountability on this board? That would be my recommendation as we move forward at this time.
Mr. Rosales, followed Ms. Anderson.
Well, to me, I sort of take offense when people say that I don't represent the rural district, because I am the county board. I am a member of the county board, and I'm a representative of the county board. We have one president. We have two state senators, and we have a series of state representatives. When we talk about Dick Durbin, he doesn't talk about he's only going to represent the rural districts, or he's going to represent the urban districts. He represents the state of for the best interest of the state. As I'm sitting here, I just don't represent Champaign District 6. I represent the whole county. When I go to meetings in Springfield, I represent the whole county. When I go to California, New York, and Washington, I am very proud to say that I'm from Champaign County. I represent the county. I represent the aquifers and the soil that we have in this county, and the richness of the University of Illinois. And the great I'm hyperventilating here. The great parking college that we have here. I think when we speak of the University of Illinois, we speak of Champaign County, not the mental institute in Kankakee. And there was a big dispute between who's going to get what. So when I look at the county board, Ralph, I think it is broken. It is painful. It's like sticking bamboo underneath my fingernails. When I come to hear the long speeches that the 27 member boards like to do, a lot of it is posturing, a lot of it is politicking. At the end of the day, it's just one vote, and that's all you have. You do the best thing you can. There's only one way to fix a problem in the county board streets, which is the right way. You make the right decisions and the wrong decisions. I think this whole 27-year-old county board has made a lot of wrong decisions collectively. Whether we all like it or not, it is a democracy. We all have to live with it. But I propose 18 members to reduce the size of the board so that there won't be so much redundancy. I think nine would be just too small. I think nine districts is kind of limiting. But you know what? We do it according to the population size. And the population concentration is in Champaign, and it is in Urbana, unfortunately. So when you look at the rural district, yes, Ms. Michael, you may represent two or three different municipalities, but the total population size is that you still represent 22 or 23,000 citizens in the county. You don't represent any million. The rest of you actually represent only over the 200 or about 185,000 citizens in the county. You represent all of them. You just don't represent the rural districts. You represent Champaign, you represent Urbana, you represent the university as a whole, and everything that we have to offer here. I think we have to market the counties. It could be economic development, it could be prosperity, so we have to start laying off people. I think by reducing the size, we reduce the cost of the board by one third. And I think that would be admirable. Just like we reduce the size of the county's employees by giving, you know, tea contracts, well, I think we should be able to do the same thing with this county board. So I think 18 is a good place to start. Perhaps we ought to look at the redistricting, which we're going to be placing into the hands of a committee. Then maybe instead of nine, when you have four rural districts, you might have a little bit more throughout the Champaign-Urbana area, the whole county area, where you have 11 districts instead of nine. By the size of the population, again, it would be like maybe 15 or 17,000 in representation instead of 22 or 23,000. But I think that this board is excessively big, and it's a lot of waste of time. A lot of the citizens' time is wasted by the redundancy and the political maneuvering and the political parties that we have here at play.
Yeah, I did that. I got my
Ms. Anderson followed by Mr. Knapp.
Yeah, there's no time to play. That's the problem.
I'm not sure of the numbers, whether we're too large. I wouldn't want to go below 18. I think that also I represent the whole county, and I have had a number of people who contact me from outside my district. I think sometimes that's because I'm on the nursing home board, or I'm on the mental health board, or depending on the committee you're on, because people will say, I understand you're on the Justice Committee, and I've had people call me that live up in the Rantoul area. These are not large volumes, but people are not hesitant about calling if they're interested in a particular area. I do have some questions about single-member districts, because I do think the multiple-member district does give more diversity. I just, in looking at my own district, and I've said this before, and I think it's true of other districts, you try to get people running from different parts of the district, but sometimes there aren't people that are interested. And if you go to single-member districts and they're much smaller, I think there are possibilities that there are times that there might be difficulty finding candidates to run. And I use the example of the Urbana School District when they went to single-member districts so that they would be able to get other candidates. And then that next election, there were districts that nobody came forth. And yet there were people who really had good qualifications that were in the other districts that would have liked to have run for that board. So at least those questions go through my mind. I just do think, though, that we all should think about the fact that whether we live in the rural or whether we live in the city, that we do represent the whole county. And I do live in Champaign, have lived in either Champaign or Urbana the whole time I've been in this county. I'm out in the rural areas a lot. I have kids that live out in that rural area, have friends out there. Being on ELUC, when it's been zoning issues, I've driven up to Dewey or Fisher and various parts to look at those areas, and have talked to people out there too. And I think that's our responsibility. So I'm not sure what all that says, but I would like to see a system that does create diversity on the board so that we have varying viewpoints.
Mr. Knapp.
You don't understand. That's what I told Mr. Beck at the very first meeting. I think it was in December of 2000. I don't even remember what we were arguing about, but I accused him of not knowing where Longview was or some crazy thing. And probably for no other reason that, you know, we'd lost the majority and you'd taken the majority. But I guess I say that because it's probably the numbers. I think Brendan alluded to it a little bit. To me, it is the quality. And if I had, you know, it's funny, I just worked through the math on this whole thing. You know, I could go to 29 and get the same amount of rural representation. You know, whatever. You can. I think you can play with the numbers in a variety of ways. But if I could wave my wand and do one thing, and it would be to drop the partisan labels, unfortunately, that we have to run under to get elected, because that automatically brings with it the partisan baggage that each of us face on both sides, and we've all participated in it, about the pressure to go along with the party line. And I think that's kind of where, when I was yelling at Steve at first meeting, that's probably where we both were. Well, over the 10 years, you know, we've worked a lot, and we've screamed at each other since then about other things. But I guess my point is, it's, and I think a lot of you have alluded to it also, it is the fact that we do represent the whole county. I think when people say they want rural representation, I think really what they're saying, and I've talked to Farm Bureau a little bit about this, it's not that they want, you know, they probably like it, 27 farmers on the board. It's what they're really saying is, irregardless of where you live, they want to have folks that have an understanding of those rural issues. And that's why they've reached out to the people that live in Champaign-Urbana, and I think they've done a good job of that. So that would be my wish, even more than the number, would be to have an option to adopt a form of county government that wasn't based on party politics. And sure, I want the Republicans to control the board in November. That's the big target. But, you know, really the bigger target ought to be for all of us if there was a way. And I know that could only be done legislatively through Springfield. But that's really, when you look at all these issues over 10 years, some of it, and the long speeches and all this, you know, the nonsense we've all sat through and made each other endure, a lot of it is only because of party posturing. You know, I want to make sure Al looks bad so he can't get reelected. I want to make sure, you know, the D's want to make sure the R's, you know, we do a roll call vote so we put you on notice. Well, you know, that's the kind of silliness I bet you that the public is more tired of than the single multi anywhere between 3 and 29. That's, I'm telling you, that's what I hear they're more tired of than anything.
Mr. Smucker.
Actually, just have a couple of, I have a quick question, or two quick questions. One is, I think at one time I saw a list of comparable county boards and their sizes, and could we have that made available to us for the next meeting if that's possible? And the second question was, at one point I believe someone explained to me that if you change the county board size, if you reduce the size, that you can't raise it back up. Is that correct? Right. So if we decide to go down to 18, you can never go back to 27 or 20 or 19. So that's just something to keep in mind as we're doing this. But I wanted to clarify if I had heard that right. That was a while ago. Somebody had brought that up.
I know that there's a statute that says that you cannot increase the county board to be more than it was in a certain date, and it's either the late 70s or early 80s. I don't know 100% about what you're saying there. We'd have to check on that.
Yeah, can we check into that?
Yes.
Because that was my memory, but I want to make sure that I understand what...
A county board can be 29, but you were not 29 on this magical date that's in the statute, so you could not increase to 29. You cannot go to more than 27 today.
Right.
But I don't know if you go to 18 in 2012, if you're barred from going back to 25 in 2022. I don't know that.
Okay.
We could check on that.
Yeah, can we just find out?
Mr. James, then Mr. Langenheim.
Well, I'm going to ask Mr. Beckett. He's always looking for some new ideas on this. I would suggest, because my neighbors all talk to me and they're scared to death Chicago's going to take us over, is there any way you can get this written up to where we do it by land mass instead of population?
No.
Mr. Langenheim? Ralph? Rough waves?
I just had a good joke to crack. I'll go ahead and crack it.
I'm sure it won't be that good. Mr. Mosher?
You know, when I look at District 4, we've got 11 towns, 3 unincorporated townships, parts of what our urban districts in Savoy and Champaign, go clear up north of 74, clear over to Ogden, back down 49 to the county line with Douglas. We go almost to Villa Grove, and then we come back up to Savoy, and you've got 11 towns there, 3 unincorporated townships, almost a quarter of the county. I guess. No, one Walmart. And if you cut that to 2, I'd rather see the number of districts go up to 10 or 11, and maybe there would be more rural representation with, you know, it's difficult to understand how you're ever going to get 4 rural districts that don't have a lot of urban in it, because 4 does and 3 does, and one's got Muhammad and the other one, it's just, to me, 18 in 9 districts with the size of it, of what 4 is now, and it's probably going to get bigger if you go that route. I'd rather look at 10 or 11 and make it 2 and try to give those rural areas more representation, because when you live where I do and you got to go to Longview or to Broadlands or Crittenden Township, I've got guys in that in this room tonight I know that live in Crittenden Township. And you hear from all those people. And you hear from people from Savoy and then the people up in the north end of Urbana that Beckett doesn't want, we got. And we hear about Olympian Drives, you know. So it's a big job when you when you've got that much territory and that many small towns that you represent to really do a very good job with two people.
We're going to go with Mr. McGinty, then Mr. Lane.
Just two other quick points. One is that I've talked with a lot of people about this very issue from all over the county, not just District 9. Many people have shared their opinions with me on their own, and 100% of them, 100% of them say that we should be smaller. The only people I've heard that say anything about wanting to be either larger or that we're the right size or anything come from this chamber. I get comments like, it's watching a meeting is like watching grass grow. Or how do you stand it? If others haven't heard these comments, I've heard, how do you stand it, a lot, from people who watch these meetings. If there's anybody nodding about the fact that they've heard the same thing, if anybody hasn't, I'd be very surprised. So based on public opinion that I've talked with, and there's been a lot of people, they would like to see us reduced. For a long time I thought, I really don't care how we're reduced. Again, finding a compromise, because Mr. Mosher has good ideas, a bunch of people have a lot of good ideas, but they're tough to get to implementation point, to get enough people to agree. So going from 27 to 18 seems to be the most easy to get to, if no other reason.
Mr. Langenheim, then Mr. Kurtz.
I'd just like to point out a small matter of fact.
Okay.
But federal law requires one man, one vote, equal-sized districts. The only way you're going to increase representation of rural districts is to increase the population of the rural districts, and we're doing that by exporting urbanites to all of those little towns. Every time you buy out your competitor out there on the farmland, you cut down your constituency. It's a fact of life. You can't escape it.
Mr. Kurtz, then Mr. Jay.
As Mr. McGinty knows, I research everything, too, pretty carefully. Now, I've talked to my constituents, and I've talked to rural people concerning this board size. I'll be honest with you, most of them don't even know we have 27 members. Most of them don't care. When I asked them directly, would you like us to reduce the size of the board, the answer is, well, how many are on the board? Now, let's be honest. Most of our constituents really don't care. They only watch what the newspaper writes about what we do, about what we legislate and how we change our laws for the good or for the bad, and then we're voted on in or out at each election. Most of them have no idea what goes on in this chamber, honestly. And I think if all of you asked your constituents, you'd get much of the same response as I had, both in and out of my district. So to say that 100% of these people say they want to shrink the size of the boards, I think is a little bit exaggerated. Just a bit. But let's say, I'm sorry, I apologize for that. If everyone you've talked to, of the three or four people who said they wanted to make the board smaller, I understand that. Okay, is that, oh, a few more. Okay. Just joking with you. But honestly, I've talked to people, and I think others have here too, and most of the people don't understand what happens here. They don't watch the television on our channels to see what we talk about. But we do have in mind the best for the county, this group sitting right here. And I don't see shrinking it or increasing it. But the thing is, in the rural areas, don't wish for something you're going to get and then find out later you can't undo it. If that's the point that we're going to hear, that when we shrink to 18, we're stuck with 18 or less, you may not like it after we've done the redistricting. And then it'll be too late.
Mr. Jay.
Just really quick, if my constituents that want efficiency, a dictatorship is the only way to go.
Depends on who the dictator is.
Yeah.
Other comments and questions from County Board membership, Mr. Jones?
I think I've been outspoken that I'd like to see efficient government, and efficient government to me always means smaller. I'd like to see compact and contiguous districts. Steve Moser's talking about a lot of area to travel. I think if we had more districts and fewer representatives in each district, it would be a lot easier to manage. I've talked before how I live up by Parkland and I represent people in Pasodum, which I think is silly. I don't think I represent them very well, honestly. And I think if we had more districts with a smaller area to cover, it would be a much better idea. But that being said, I agree with Brendan and Geraldo that we're terribly inefficient in these meetings. I can't believe Ralph says it, but I can't believe that we can sit here and say in these meetings that this is not dysfunctional. And I think that, if anything, this last hour, that's why I wait till the end to speak on this, is this last hour has proven we can sit here and blab for an hour and not accomplish a thing. And we do it week after week. Last week we had a committee the whole 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I get home and my wife said, "What did you talk about for 3 hours? It should take an hour to do it." And it's just that it's too cumbersome. There's too many people. They say the same things over and over again. Like we said, it's a lot of it's posturing and political stuff. And it's just, you can't tell me with a straight face that 18 members wouldn't be a diverse enough group, wouldn't be enough group to choose people from. And I've never noticed that we have a shortage of people wanting to run for the county board. I think that's a laughable argument, too, that we're going to not have enough people to run for the board. I honestly think we need to have term limits. That's something I'd like to see. Yeah, I'd like to see that in all areas of government. I think we need to have term limits here, that we need to have new faces. We need to shake things up. I mean, things need to change. We need to be more efficient. And certainly, I think, like Brendan said, going down to 18 would be a good first step to at least address that. But I'd ultimately like to see us have more districts with fewer representatives even in that, so we can have actual representation for the people, so they know who the representative is, they can voice their opinions, and they can be adequately representative. Thank you.
Mr. Smucker, then Ms. Ammons.
So I'd just like to point out that the purpose of a public hearing is actually not to accomplish anything, but rather to, as you say, blab or thoughtfully discuss the issues and kind of go back and forth and think through some of the options, which is what I think we're doing tonight and is actually what I think we do at most county board meetings. So thanks.
Ms. Ammons.
I just wanted to go back to the idea of either 11 districts or 9 districts, which I'm in favor of multi-member districts. I'm certainly not against to any reduction in size. Okay, so just with that in mind, the arguments, though, are too many people inefficient. So this board voted to go to the committee of the whole, which means 27 people, as opposed to our smaller committee meetings, which were 9. And so we had 9 members, and we were able to function under 9, but to be efficient, we said, let's do all committee of the wholes, and then the meetings are longer, which we knew that going in. And so now we're saying that that's inefficient to justify removing members. So the contradictions. I certainly would love to see term limits. I think I said that when I came on this board, but that's not the discussion tonight. And then if we are going to do the restructuring of the districts, it's helpful for me, who has not drawn a map before, and this board voted that we would not do that this time, to be able to see what these would look like. For me to say, here's option A and here's option B, prior to me voting on the size of these boards. And maybe I'm in the minority on this idea, but it makes sense to me that I should see some sample of what these districts could look like if I had 9 districts as opposed to 11 districts. It kind of gives me a better visual of what I'm working with, as opposed to arbitrarily voting for a number that I can't affix any scientific formula to. And so I think the board members somebody here maybe does mapping GIS or whatever, could make samples for us so that we could see this prior to voting. We do tend to vote first and then consequence later. I'm suggesting that we have some idea of what these could look like. And I know we just appointed another committee to do that, but it just seems like this is coming before in the process for a real logical decision. And I'm not against the reduction in size. I just don't have a reason for 9 or 11.
Mr. Nudo.
Very briefly, I agree with Carol, and that, I brought that up earlier when we were talking about 9-11 or whatever number we come to, that we have the opportunity before the commission is selected to do some play games and have some ideas of how compact and contiguous looks. And I just want to state again that I think the County Farm Bureau understands that by virtue of their farmland protection decree, that they know that their population is going to go down census to census, 10-year to 10-year. And I think the issue really is pure representation with compact and contiguous rather than the way Steve Mosier just described his district. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. O'Connor.
There is a way to do compact and contiguous and population balance all in one fell swoop. We need to know where the radius point is and cast a circle around the county. 9 districts, 40 degrees per district. And all you got to do is set the lines till the population matches and they're contiguous.
Mr. Rosales.
The reason that we wait every 10 years is because of the population count, the census. So we cannot redistrict anything until we count the people. And the people are very fluid. You know, they have moved from the north end of Champaign to southwest Champaign. They have moved from the inner city of Urbana to southeast Urbana. So it is very fluid. So we don't know. Maybe some of the districts will be a lot wider and a lot bigger because the population size of Rand Tool has decreased because of, you know, the military base is no longer there, or Lincoln Challenge will be closing, and then all those employees that live in that area will be gone. So that district might even shrink. So until we get a real accurate count, unfortunately, we cannot determine the size or the amount of districts. So once we determine the population of Champaign County, and then we're able to determine how contiguous would these districts look like.
Mr. Ms. Waisaki.
Well, as one of those who doesn't talk much because there's too much other posturing going on, let me just respond to Mr. Rosales' thing. I understand that, yes, you can't do much until the census numbers are in and you know where people are, but it seems for purposes of this discussion, we ought to be able to take the census data from that we currently operate with and do what people are asking. You know, hypothetically, if you created, with the current population, X number of districts with X number of people in them, what would those districts look like? And I think we would be able to get some sense of, you know, where the, because we're so accustomed, I think, to looking at the rectangles of the 9 current districts, or I guess they're less than rectangular in the heart of the Champaign-Urbana area. But I think if you applied some guidelines, compact and contiguous, equal distribution of population, using the current population, and draw, as Mr. O'Connor was saying, 9 concentric circles, what would this look like? If you were to better sharpen the rectangles that we currently operate, and they matched all of that criteria with no gerrymandering, what would they look like? If you came up with some original type shape, I don't know what that might look like, but met all that criteria, what would it look like? And how many districts would we need? And how many people could represent? I think that might help the discussion. for those people who really have to visualize these maps.
Mr. Rosales.
Talking about visualization, I got the perfect size of these districts. What you do is you include the rural districts inside the urban districts, sort of looking like a wheel with a spoke in the, with the spokes. You get the axle in the middle, which is the concentration of both Champaign and Urbana, and then District 1 will be from the middle of that spoke to the external part of that. So you have nine, like a pie, you divide it into nine equal sizes, and then you have concentric circles, three concentric circles. Each of those concentric circles would be a representative of District 1. So you have, you know, basically, you know, District 1 through representation, one in the inner city, one in the external part of the city, and one in the rural part of the city. But all three of those constituencies are District 1. So you have rural representation in District 1, you have urban representation in District 1, and you have the middle part, which is semi-urban, semi-rural in District 1 as well. The way it's divided now are... Pardon? That is if we use the current data and if we use the current statistics of 10 years ago.
But if 9 is 3,
right, that's what I'm indicating. But if we hypothetically don't do anything else and we use what we have now as a hypothetical, yeah, we could do that.
Question. Are you proposing a bullseye and a bunker ring?
Yeah, exactly. You got it.
Okay, I'm gonna kind of try to wind this up because we have so many interesting ideas out there, and I guess one of the things I would like to do, when I opened up the hearing, I said I expected people to come up with more suggestions and proposals. I'm expecting people like Mr. Rosales and other folks to come up with those proposals, draft them in the form of a resolution or an ordinance, so we can compare and contrast them.
You want me to do mine?
Sure. But I don't care what it is. I actually believe that this was useful tonight. At least lets people know that this issue's out there, that folks care about it and are thinking about it. Mr. Beckett.
Is there a... I know this is the year in which we are supposed to do it. By when are we supposed to have this accomplished?
This board cannot bind the next board on the question of board size. The next board, in fact, you cannot reapportion until you have the number, until you have seen what size the board is and what your census data is. We can do it several ways. We can pass a resolution, hope that the next board adopts it. We could put a ballot proposition on, which would be advisory only. And it could be ignored. The next board can adopt a different number. So there's three options here with many, many other options.
What about a referendum?
You can put a referendum on the ballot on the question of board size, single member. You cannot do it in a binding fashion. It's advisory. And it can only be done once every 10 years. You cannot change the board. You know, in 5 years from now, as we suggest in the audience, that can't be done. The issue of single-member districts did go on the ballot 8 years ago. We voted to put it on the ballot, and we also voted at the same time not to reduce the number of districts when we were doing that, and it was on a spring primary ballot as opposed to a general election ballot. Certainly that's a possibility for folks to think about. But I guess one of the things I would caution folks about, everyone knows my position on reapportionment. I don't buy the commission, but it's there. We do not have numbers on that census. You're not going to have numbers when you make the decision on the size of the county board. You're just not going to have them. You can do some things that Carol and Mr. Nudo have suggested. You can have that commission consider numbers that, you know, you could say a 27-member single-member district board, 15, 12. You could have three to a district, two to a district. You could do lots of calculations in terms of population and the size of population. In other words, it's going to vary. If you have 27 single-member districts, you're going to have a much smaller district. If you have 18, it's going to be smaller. It's going to vary. The focus on gerrymandering, my aside is, it's going to be gerrymandered. I don't know who draws it. It doesn't matter. It will be gerrymandered. You can have on high the most neutral person in the world. These districts are not going to look perfectly square and stuff because we're not a perfectly square community with every demographic makeup being equally distributed. It is not equally distributed in this county. It isn't in most places. But it is useful to have this discussion because it is focusing on what does representation mean? And that's really what the whole discussion is about. What do we mean when we say represent? I as a board member, and a member said, we don't have enough turnover, we need term limits. Well, when I came on this board, there are only 5 people out of 27 that are still on this board that I started out with. Mr. O'Connor, Mr. Mosier, myself, Ms. Cowart, and Mr. Carter. Everyone else is new to this board. There has been a huge amount of turnover. Very few city councils, very few Congress, most of those institutions do not have that kind of turnover. So I think we do need to acknowledge there are a lot of new people on this board. In any given election, you're going to have new folks, new ideas, new blood. That is a normal process. I've always regarded elections as term limits. The voters can toss you out, and they do it pretty handily if they're aggravated with you. The idea of representation is to both think about your own constituents and the broader constituents. That's my own personal perspective. I don't think that people elect me to put my finger in the wind and say how many people feel this way and how many people feel that way and just go with it. I think people are electing you because you have judgment. You know more about what's going on at the nursing home than the average person. You know more about the county budget. You know more about land use because you have had a chance to read the LRNP, to attend the meetings. The average person doesn't get to do that. So they're trusting that you are going to exercise that judgment. So that's part of representation too. The idea that, and this is one thing I thought was very interesting tonight, I've heard it for 14 years on this board, is that there's this rural-urban dichotomy, and that someone from the urban area cannot properly represent the rural area, and vice versa. And I understand the concerns of the rural folks. I always had, when I was in one of 6 Democrats on this board, only 6, I always had the concern about rural domination of the board, in which I had a chair of the board appointing the mass transit district members for Champaign-Urbana, who knew nothing about the mass transit, who appointed the UC Sanitary District, knew nothing about how, and didn't have to pay the tax. These things cost lots and lots and lots and lots of money for urban constituents. We're all in the same boat. I try to talk to Mr. Jay and other folks to find out what are they are thinking about in the rural areas, because I don't always know. And I want them to do the same with me. Is when I have when there's an MTD appointment, I want rural folks to understand what the mass transit district means to my constituency. I have 42,000 students in this community. I represent 60% of my constituents are students. That is their lifeblood. That's the most important thing other than the college itself that they have going for it. It's very, very important to my constituents. Just as I think LRMP is very important to folks in the rural areas. And it's important to the urban folks, too, because you know what? We do go in the rural areas. We care about the rural areas. It's not just either or. We are really kind of in the same boat together. It's a false notion that urban versus rural, urban versus rural. It's a very false notion. We know where the population is in this county. We know where it was the last time. When Mr. Sandifer got up last month and said that 75% of the population of the county is in 4 townships, he's not wrong. You can play redistricting games from here to Kingdom Come, but you're not going to overcome that central fact. And so when we're thinking about size of the county board, we need to think about the idea that you cannot get rid of the politics. It's going to be there. It's healthy. The reality is politics. If there's more than one person, you've got politics. It's an automatic. So you can't get rid of it. You can keep it a little calmer and rational, hopefully, but you're not going to get rid of it. The decision on the size of the county board itself is a political decision. We're elected to make political decisions. Voters are making a political decision when they elect us. Politics is not bad. It's only bad when it when my side loses. That tends to be the attitude. And that doesn't realistically, that's kind of stupid. I agree with other folks when they say it's about compromise. You do compromise all the time. All the time. I like the fact that this compromise on the orange sheet was brought forward. I've heard the same compromise by Mr. McGinty and Mr. Knott years ago. I think it's great that it's here. I personally like single-member districts with a fairly large board, 15 to 17, because I think that's the one way you're going to actually guarantee some rural representation, as well as maybe some students. 42,000 students that have no direct representation. And they get taxed by sales taxes, indirect property taxes, to rents. We don't hear them squawk too much, which that's kind of nice that they don't yell too much because they're taxed. But this has been a good discussion tonight. It really has been excellent. It's taken a long time, and I think we're going to have to be doing it again, but that's not entirely a bad thing. I think everyone made constructive, intelligent comments, even the jokes. And that's good for the system. The next question really is where to from here, and my concern is I want more proposals. I really would like to see folks draft some of the things that they talked about tonight. Mr. Rosales talked about 11 districts with two in it. I think I'd like to see some proposals like that. And there are people in the county government that can help you draft that. And when we have some more proposals, let's take a look at them again. With that, I'm going to close the public hearing and turn the matter over to Mr. Weibel to come up here to make the nominations for policy.